What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Hey folks, Ben the Breaker of Banksters, Patriot Power Hour, July 13th, 2021. This is episode 145 and one half. It is not a full episode. It is not the season opener. But we got some announcements to make, some news to get out there. And I mean, we're going to do a full news blitz, right? And we bring on Future Dan. You know, we just got off of an interview with SGT Report. It was awesome. Sean over there. I mean, we're going to post, actually, the interview probably tomorrow. So listeners, PBN, can check it out. But it was an amazing interview. Won't get too deep into it, but we're already on a roll. We're going to keep that momentum and hit the news blitz, cover some of that news. And man, that was a great interview.
Yeah, and he certainly did us a solid by giving us a few plugs. So why don't you do that for
Absolutely.
His site? Like, tell people now. He's been around for a while. I knew of him and his site prior to building Future Danger. He's been at this a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And has a great big body of work that aligns, you know, fairly well with everything we talk about on Patriot Power Hour.
Absolutely. He's an OG and extremely successful before his YouTube was taken down. Had more than 100,000 subscribers. So
160,000 Twitter followers.
Woo!
That's good.
And he got banned, obviously, but 160,000. So SGTReport.com. And really, I mean, he has podcasts and news and a couple of other websites.
And they wiped him out as well. 3 weeks before the election.
But right, exactly. October last year, a few weeks before the election, they took out his YouTube, took out his Twitter. He still has his own website and a couple others, but he's similar, even worse off than us. I mean, I got my YouTube banned, but I had a couple hundred followers, nearly a couple hundred thousand. But I still believe whether you have 100 or 100,000, that type of tyranny shutting you down is beyond reproach. So we talked about that. We talked a lot about vaccines. We talked a lot about COVID and the attack on human rights overall. Talked finance. Talked a lot of other stuff as well. It was a great, great interview. So SGTReport.com. Be sure to go check him out. Not just our article, our interview with him. But if you like our show, if you like other shows on Prepper Broadcasting Network, you will be totally into his content. It's very professionally done. It's great stuff.
Yep. That was a good show, Ben. What else we got given this peculiar admin segment one, which is only going to last as long as we have admin things to put out? We're going to do a season premiere when?
Next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. As per usual, we will be back live. So again, July 20th, 1 week from today, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, we will be live with our season opener. We're going to have a lot of surprises. It's going to be super fun. I'm not going to give up those surprises right now. But I swear, we have at least two announcements and potentially, fingers crossed, a special guest for next Tuesday. I'm stoked.
Yeah, it should be a good show. And we're going to freshen the sound. You owe me things to build block breaks, my man. But let's hit our block break that's been in effect since all winter. It's the last time we'll play this.
I think it's spring. Maybe you're right, though. Maybe we did go for two. Anyway, regardless, folks, we are going to go to commercial super quick. Come back with the patented Patriot Power Hour News Blitz, powered by FutureDanger.com. Once more, though, thanks again to Sean, SGTReport.com. Guys and gals, we will be right back. Patriot Power Hour, stick with us.
The ultimate in vehicular preparedness. Fire Edge. Universal mag carrier. Holds firearms, stun guns, flashlights, tourniquets, medical supplies right in your door pocket. When you need to fire, you want a Fire Edge. Visit fireedge.org. Use the promo code PBN. Save $7 off your order and get free shipping. Promo code PBN. All right? Visit fireedge.org today.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Patriot Power Hour. It's time for the News Blitz. July 13th, 2021. Injection with spike DNA proteins used for tracking grid in X-Files episode. YouTube censors video of school board meeting on mask mandates. The FBI wants you to spy on your family and friends and, of course, report them for extremism. The DNC, Democratic National Committee, wants SMS carriers, text message carriers, to scan text messages so they can dispute private criticism of COVID-19 vaccines. There's a claim that Fulton County recount had a 60% error rate with thousands and thousands of fake Biden votes found. Over 14 million Americans on some form of government dole. Moving on. The Intelligence Committee congressman who pushed the Russia collusion hoax found to be invested in Chinese Communist Party-led companies. DHS training course preps for mass public quarantine of unvaccinated rural Americans. On the economic front, the Fed's balance sheet expected to top $9 trillion with a T. $9 trillion. Gasoline's been spiking 7-year high, now in the red zone. $3.15 per gallon average nationwide. We're also seeing consumer price index, CPI, and other measures surging. 13-year high for inflation, rising at the fastest pace in 30 years, even excluding food and gasoline, major increases in inflation are being seen. There's a senator who presses the Securities and Exchange Committee on crypto oversight authority. Go check that article out. We actually talked about this on SGT Report, this particular article. 6 fully vaccinated people infected with COVID at an outdoor wedding. just out this week, FDA warning that the J&J, Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine can cause your immune system to attack your nervous system. Death Valley has been on fire. Hottest 24 hours on record in the Earth. In the entire history of the planet that humans have recorded, at least. Death Valley, planet's hottest 24 hours on record. Sewage from Chinese fishing vessel is killing South China Sea coral reefs. Red tide still killing marine life off of Florida. Lake Mead water level reaching a record low. We're seeing some earthquakes in New Mexico and also in the California-Nevada border, as well as wildfires from Oregon to many other of the western states. Actually, 10 western states have pretty serious fires going on right here. That's really the news blitz for today, July 13th, 2021. Future Dan, what are some articles you really want to hit on? What kind of trends are you seeing?
Well, I'd just like to give an overview of the scenery today. And your presentation, the Joe Friday Just the Facts method, was profound, right? So nothing's off the charts dangerous. Of course, that man, you know, monetized to the level of, scroll up. What was the figure? Nine trillion?
Doesn't matter. Trillion.
Yeah, that's black on red because that's massively monetized debt. And pretty typical summer evening, you know, scenario for the United States of America. We've seen the same thing all of the spring season. A lot of the same indicators. But nothing to trigger plans to do anything different in your preparedness, but all headlines worthy of, you know, don't let these pass without being aware that they happened, I'd say.
Yeah, and they're reinforcing, as you noted, trends that have been going on for months, years, even decades. So each of these articles, well, at least most of these articles by themselves, maybe not absolute crazy disaster, but when you put them together, not only with what's been going on already to date, but also with all the different other types of news we're seeing, it's a real mess. So looking at what I see here, kind of my high level, is the most serious news this week is in that financial aspect with that inflation and with the balance sheet. Now, it's incredible numbers. It's essentially impossible to fathom how large they are, $9 trillion. But the Federal Reserve is still pumping in more than $100 billion per month. More than $100 billion per month continues. That emergency COVID action continues to go on, as does the massive debt spending. So this is really piling up with no end in sight.
We'd have to redefine what the word massively means to bring this ever again back into a green low-level grade indicator, right?
I don't think it can be.
What's after trillion?
Quadrillion. And that's how many derivatives there are.
So maybe the whole indicator gets reordered so that it can't go above, into the black and be massively monetized debt unless it's the Fed balance sheet tops what? $50 trillion. Okay. That's the new black, right? And we'll get to quadrillion someday the way they're going.
No, everything will collapse before then, but I certainly understand where you come from.
Prediction.
They may come to quadrillion like the Weimar Republic, yeah.
That's the reset, maybe. Just forget that.
You'll get paid your Social Security, it just won't buy anything, yeah.
Just inflate it all away.
That is their plan in the short to medium term, but if they literally let it go to another order of magnitude, instead of $9 trillion, it's $90 trillion, that will have true effects. Because you're right, you do bring up a good point. The GDP of America is 20 plus trillion. So trillion is relative. They're not even at our GDP in terms of Fed balance sheet. But you got to add, remember, this is not the national debt. National debt is trillions upon trillions more, let alone unfunded liabilities, Medicare, Social Security. So understand, you're correct that it's kind of relative and where will it go from here. But I think it deserves the SHTF highest indicator, and it will into perpetuity, because as long as they continue adding record amount every month, every quarter, every year, it's only making the final reset more severe and damaging to the American people.
That's dangerous enough in itself. Some of the indicators I talked to you about on this show, and we talked to our audience about how it works, they have an actuation point. After that point, it's black on red. But enough of these get that way. Right. You have crisis like we saw in March of 2020, but in and of them, they're measured against themselves.
Yeah.
They're in isolation, right? So this one's black on red. It's the only one tonight. We got four other reds and a bunch of yellows and oranges, you know, typical low level simmer. And what we're all about on this show is trying to forecast and be able to see when this board is cascaded with many blacks again. Do you see that coming anytime this next season?
Well, especially from an economic standpoint, we're right on the precipice of falling into the hole. I mean, if gas right now at $3.15 a gallon, that's deserving of this kind of red level indicator, the second highest. If it stays there, we can maintain. But every penny that it increases is going to do exponential damage. So if we get to $4+, that'll be black. That will be deservedly black. It'll drag down the average American so much. It's going to be unbelievable. But like you said, that by itself, that's one thing. But what about food? What about housing? Sure, if you own a home, it's great when pricing goes up. But what about if you're trying to get on the property ladder? You got no hope almost these days. So you're absolutely right. We look at it, the wide swath of things here on Future Danger and on Patriot Power Hour, but I expect gasoline prices and prices for everything to continue to grow at least 5% a year, and that's the official number. So the official number is now 5% CPI.
You have no trust in any official numbers, do you?
No, well, that's why I think it's more like 10%. So looking right at CNBC today, consumer prices increased 5.4% in June, so as of last month. Quarterly. We're still waiting on the Q2 number, I remember. So last month.
Plus 50 either way. What do you think the real number is? 50% either way. What kind of range do you think it actually is in?
Well, it's certainly not below 5.4, so that's the floor. Yeah, okay. And I believe it's more like between 5 and 10, more towards 10.
Okay.
So 8 to 10.
It could be double digit.
Yeah, and I think that's...
In certain locations,
somewhat sustainable and somewhat able to be put under the rug, but literally even a tiny bit more is going to the old straw that broke the camel's back situation.
And it's massive, consistent income cuts to all Americans. Everybody's paycheck is going up.
Are people getting 5+% wage increases yearly? I don't think so. And what about stimulus? I mean, are we going to have another round of stimulus? It's the only way that all these folks that have been relying on it that aren't back to work, unfortunately, that's a lot of people.
I'm pretty sure almost nobody's getting that kind of pay raise. Now, there are high demand jobs out there that the signing bonuses are incredible, but the labor just doesn't seem to be there to fill the slots. So the economy could grow, it seems to me. Done a little bit of traveling recently, seen a lot of different locations where the demand for people exceeds anything the labor market's producing right now. And last I knew, it was 25-25 on the states that had, postponed is probably the right word, but, stopped taking the federal $300 stimulus checks to the unemployed. So half the states thereabouts are still doing it. Others are canceling it soon. But even the states that have long ago stopped giving out the cash to stay at home because of COVID, jobs aren't being filled. It's probably because the employers can't possibly make all the back rent that they owe because if they can't pay people enough to come to work. It's a ripple effect, a slow motion effect on this economy since March of 2020. We're seeing the outcome of this. This is a lagging indicator in inflation, but it's whatever number of months since COVID brought us to our knees economically, it's hitting us now.
This is important to remember. We are literally a command and control economy now. There is no true market. There is no interest rate. It's all fake. Why? We're seeing inflation at 5%. What's the 10-year treasury bill at? Less than 1.5%. So they admit inflation is 5%. A safe fixed income asset gets you 1.5%. You're losing 3.5% purchasing power per year. That is the antithesis to how finance should work. That number should never be negative. The real interest rate should always be positive in a functioning economy. We're not even close to that. Why? Because interest rates are so low. Really, interest rates should be put up to 5, 6, 7, 8% right now. But if they did that, oops, we have trillions and trillions in debt. All of a sudden, we would not be able to service that debt. That's the quandary.
It crashed the markets, all the leverage.
Exactly. So they are absolutely in this trap.
It crushed consumers, all the consumer debt.
Yep. So it kind of, you asked me, what do I expect? I expect that they got one more big push for stimulus, fiscal, whether it's fiscal or monetary.
One more big push of make-believe money, another, and then what?
Another few trillion that could go another year or two, at least, of literal national debt, with another few trillion of monetization from the Fed. And that's all worldwide. You add that up. After that, though, is the real question. They can't. You can see they're losing control of the inflation. They've done so much magic to keep the genie in the bottle. This inflation over the last 10 years with all these bailouts and stimulus, they run out of places to put the fake money. You know, the art that's gone up 700% in 10 years, the Ferraris that are up 400%, Manhattan penthouses, all the super rich people, all their, that inflation's already capped out. Now it's going to like sneakers and for the low level people, right? But this is the funny thing. Some people are starting to put that into silver, starting to put it into crypto, or even their own land and bug out and preps, etc. I highly suggest that. So I think if they do take that next step, which they're going to have to do, it's just a timing of when, of more stimulus, more interest rate cuts, negative interest rates potentially, that'll keep it going a little bit longer. After that, though, expect official inflation numbers of double digits, which could actually be 20, 30, 40%. And then it's off to the races.
Yeah, it's a good time to bear down on preparedness.
I am literally going all in on my preps the last year, but even the last few months. I'm just, every disposable dollar I have, I'm putting into a prep. Because I know it'll either A, not be available, or B, it'll be double the price in a year or something. Whether that's food, ammo, medical supplies, like literally, if you have dollars now, in my opinion, use them. If you don't just buy a bunch of crap you don't need, but use it before you lose it.
Absolutely. So next week, all fresh, new episode 146 for kicking off the summer. And we're going to have a lot of special things coming up the rest of this month.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have some fun. We're breaking out of our winter spring shell and getting guests, some field reports potentially in the near future, and it won't all be about the news. It'll be about putting our money in our sweat where our mouths are.
Definitely. There's a lot more to than just situational awareness. We like to pride ourselves on trying to be ahead of that.
I got enough of it.
We're gonna practice what we preach, though, and
the situational awareness you delivered was enough for me to. It's motivating.
To take outside. Real action, exactly, for you and your family. And, you know, when I pack myself a bug out bag, I always pack one or two, because not just for family members, but friends or someone around you. Hey, warm body. I might need somebody on the spur. And if you got some supplies for them, or they could just be your mule, the wholesome stuff. It's good to have replacements too. So anyway, you're absolutely right. We're trying to double down on our own personal preparedness. And we're going to share that a little bit into the next season.
All the retreat groups and preparedness teams out there just cringed at the idea that you're possibly recruiting people just to carry your own stuff. But I think
if an EMP goes down and I'm 30 miles from my house, I might be like, "Hey, man, Follow me.
It might be time to band together with people that are like-minded that you're meeting at that time.
Well, yeah, well, definitely. But I'm like, you know, if you're 20, 30 miles away from your home, you got your everyday carry and a bug-out bag in your car, EMP strikes, you got to get home.
But
maybe your coworker or something, you can impress them into service. I don't know. I understand where you're coming from.
It's a good summer to strengthen your network.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely true. We're going to be doing that. We are doing that for sure.
So. Awesome. We did this show as quick as we can because we're going to punch out.
Punching out.
Load up our interview with Sean at SGT Report. Thank you again, Sean, for having us on. And more special things coming up. Ben, take us out.
Absolutely. No, it was an honor and a lot of fun, and I learned some stuff on the SGT Report tonight. So appreciate it again. Sean, if you're a new listener that came to check out Patriot Power Hour from our interview, hey, thanks a lot. Check out the other shows on Prepper Broadcasting Network. There's so many awesome shows. So thanks for coming by. Hope you enjoyed this show. We will, and for the longtime listeners of Patriot Power Hour, again, we will be posting the interview with Sean in the next 24 hours or so. So be on the lookout. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week. Patriot Power Hour signing off.